As Chinese manufacturers produce more goods to meet growing domestic demand, China has agreed to scale back intervening in its currency market. Chinese Central Bank Governor Zhou Xiaochuan.
同时呢，让市场供求关系更多的来决定汇率。
We will allow the market's supply and demand relationship to play a bigger role in determining the exchange rate, expand the floating range of the exchange rate, and increase the exchange rate's flexibility.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says it's a win for both countries.
It's fundamentally about the fairness of the trading system and the opportunity of U.S. workers and firms to compete fairly, and for Chinese consumers to have the purchasing power that goes with a fairly valued currency.
At this strategic and economic dialogue, U.S. and Chinese officials also discussed cybersecurity following the U.S. indictment of 5 Chinese military officers on charges of cyber espionage. Secretary of State John Kerry.
The loss of intellectual property through cyber has a chilling effect on innovation and investment. Incidents of cyber theft have harmed our businesses and threatened our nation's competitiveness.
Cyber espionage is a sensitive topic for China, as its manufacturing strength outpaces innovation, says American University professor Hilary Mann Leverett.
Today, you know, China is not a place that can innovate, and even though they're trying, they're not there. And so, in part, they see this as the United States pushing its advantage and not allowing China essentially to copy and then perfect, improve on, and learn to innovate that way.
U.S. and Chinese officials also discussed competing territorial claims in the South China Sea, where Vietnam says one of its patrols was rammed by China's Coast Guard near a Chinese oil rig in disputed waters. Resolving those rivalries peacefully should be part of what Secretary Kerry calls defining a new partnership between Washington and Beijing.
It's not going to be defined by us carving up areas and suggesting there are spheres of influence. It's going to be defined by our mutual embrace of standards of global behavior and activity that protect the values and the interests that we have long worked by, the norms of international behavior.
Vietnam's working with the Philippines on legal challenges to Chinese claims in the South China Sea, where Beijing says Filipino plans to drill for natural gas are illegal. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei.
Any foreign company, if it has not received China's permission, exploring oil and gas in waters under Chinese jurisdiction is illegal and invalid.
While the United States is helping upgrade the Filipino Navy, Washington says it's not taking a position on any of the rival claims in the South China Sea. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.